Exodus chapter 4. Moses answered, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor listen to my voice, for they will say, 'Yahweh has not appeared to you.'" Yahweh said to him, "What is that in your hand?" He said, "A rod." He said, "Throw it on the ground." He threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and Moses ran away from it. Yahweh said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand and take it up by the tail." He stretched out his hand and took hold of it, and it became a rod in his hand. This is so that they may believe that Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. Yahweh said furthermore to him, "Now put your hand inside your cloak." He put his hand inside his cloak, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous, as white as snow. He said, "Put your hand inside your cloak again." He put his hand inside his cloak again, and when he took it out of the cloak, behold, it had turned again as his other flesh. It will happen, if they will not believe you or listen to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. It will happen, if they will not believe even these two signs or listen to your voice, that you shall take of the water of the river and pour it out on dry land. The water which you take out of the river will become blood on the dry land. Moses said to Yahweh, "O Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before now, nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and of slow of tongue." Yahweh said to him, "Who made man's mouth? Or who makes one mute, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Isn't it I, Yahweh? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall speak." Moses said, "O Lord, please send someone else." Yahweh's anger burned against Moses, and he said, "What about Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Also, behold, he is coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he'll be glad in his heart. You shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth. I will be with your mouth and with his mouth and will teach you what you shall do. He will be your spokesman to the people. It will happen that he will be to you a mouth and you will be to him as God. You shall take this rod in your hand, with which you shall do the signs." Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, "Please let me go and return to my brothers who are in Egypt and see whether they are still alive." Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." Yahweh said to Moses in Midian, "Go, return into Egypt, for all the men who sought your life are dead." Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey. He returned to the land of Egypt. Moses took God's rod in his hand. Yahweh said to Moses, "When you go back into Egypt, see that you do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart, and he will not let the people go. You shall tell Pharaoh, 'Yahweh says, Israel is my son, my firstborn, and I have said to you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And you have refused to let him go. Behold, I will kill your firstborn son.'" On the way at a lodging place, Yahweh met Moses and wanted to kill him. Then Zipporah took a flint and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet. And she said, "Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me." So he let him alone. Then she said, "You are a bridegroom of blood because of the circumcision." Yahweh said to Aaron, "Go into the wilderness to meet Moses." He went and met him on God's mountain and kissed him. Moses told Aaron all Yahweh's words with which he had sent him and all the signs which he had instructed him. Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. Aaron spoke all the words which Yahweh had spoken to Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. The people believed, and when they heard that Yahweh had visited the children of Israel, that he had seen their affliction, they bowed their heads and worshipped. Exodus chapter 5. Afterward, Moses and Aaron came and said to Pharaoh, "This is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." Pharaoh said, "Who is Yahweh, that I should listen to his voice and let Israel go? I don't know Yahweh, and moreover, I will not let you go." They said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Yahweh, our God, lest he fall on us with pestilence or with the sword." The king of Egypt said to them, "Why do you, Moses and Aaron, take the people from their work? Get back to your burdens." Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land are now many, and you make them rest from their burdens." The same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "You shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. You shall require from them the number of the bricks which they made before. You shall not diminish anything of it, for they are idle." Therefore they cried, saying, "Let's go and sacrifice to our God. Let heavier work be laid on the men, that they may labor in it. Don't let them pay any attention to lying words." The taskmaster of the people went out with their officers. They spoke to the people, saying, "This is what Pharaoh says, I will not give you straw. Go yourselves and get straw where you can find it, for nothing of your work shall be diminished." So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters were urgent, saying, "Fulfill your work, quota daily, as when there was straw." The officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had sent over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why haven't you fulfilled your quota both yesterday and today in making brick as before?" Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, saying, "Why do you deal this way with your servants? No straw is given to your servants, and they tell us, 'Make brick.' And behold, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people." But Pharaoh said, "You are idle, you are idle. Therefore you say, 'Let's go and sacrifice to Yahweh.' Go therefore now and work, for no straw shall be given to you, yet you shall deliver the same number of bricks." The officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble when it was said, "You shall not diminish anything from your daily quota of bricks." They met Moses and Aaron, who stood along the way as they came out from Pharaoh. They said to them, "May Yahweh look at you and judge, because you have made us a stench to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us." Moses returned to Yahweh and said, "Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it that you have sent me? For since I come to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble on his people. You have not rescued your people at all." Exodus chapter 6. Yahweh said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for by a strong hand he shall let them go, and by a strong hand he shall drive them out of his land." God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am Yahweh. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name Yahweh I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, to the land of their travels in which they lived as aliens. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, tell the children of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you to myself for a people. I will be your God, and you shall know that I am Yahweh, your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for a heritage. I am Yahweh." Moses spoke so that the children of Israel, but they didn't listen to Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Go in, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. Moses spoke before Yahweh, saying, Behold, the children of Israel haven't listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh listen to me when I have uncircumcised lips? Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and gave them a command to the children of Israel and to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, and Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. These are the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Joshan, and Zohar, and Sheol, the son of a Canaanite woman. These are the families of Simeon. These are the names of the sons of Levi, according to their generations, Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimei, according to their families, the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Issar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. The sons of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi, these are the families of the Levites according to their generations. Amram took Jochebed, his father's sister, to himself as wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. The years of the life of Amram were 137 years. The sons of Ishar, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zikri, the sons of Izuel, Meshiel, Elsaphan, and Sethri. Aaron took Elizabeth, the daughter of Amamadad, the sister of Nashan, as his wife, and she bore him Nadab, and Abiu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. The sons of Korah, Aser, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. Eleazar, Aaron's son, took one of the daughters of Pethuel as his wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the father's house of the Levites according to their families. These are the Aaron and Moses to whom Yahweh said, Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their enemies. These are those who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are the Moses and Aaron. On the day when Yahweh spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, Yahweh said to Moses, I'm Yahweh. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I tell you. Moses said before Yahweh, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh listen to me?